This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hour number two here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
There you go. Now you sound a little better.
A little bit better. Again, it's just like, I was like, ooh, we got something here. It's a little spicy. I'm a little irritated. Oh, and it's gone. It's gone. I'm on edge, Derek. I'm on edge.
You got your Tums in your Tums?
No, no.
Your Tums in your Tum-Tum?
No, I am just riding this out. I am
like,
completely
metaphorically.
On edge. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Metaphorically, your Tums have settled into your Tum-Tum, and you're good to go now.
I guess.
Like, you gave it a little bit more of the good morning, you know? Like,
I did. Saturday's just going to be a wreck for me. The longer this week goes on, I am just on edge.
For those that don't know, Zach is a huge Texas fan, and the Longhorns are taking on Ohio State. And just to add more misery to misery, he has a fantasy football draft that night, too.
Oh, that afternoon. It's in the middle of the game.
Oh,
it's in the middle of the game.
So it's all in the same time period, which means you're going to end up like taking Brian Robinson instead of Bijan, like that one guy on the video that circulated.
That's right.
You're going to be like so not focused. You're going to be like, did Arch throw his second touchdown pass or not? Come on. Like, oh, it's my turn to pick? Yeah, whatever, this guy. And the next thing you know, you have Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis. I'm drafting Steve Young. I've been watching the Cowboys documentary.
It's got to be a selectable player, though. Like, that's the thing.
Oh, that's right.
So I got to keep it somewhat relevant here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's where we're hitting Jalen Reagor then.
Yeah.
Jalen Rager's on the mind. He's going on the board. We're going to throw Ryan Wingo in there. Not even in the NFL
yet. Can't run a route. His routes are terrible.
Ugh.
Paul Allen's a gem.
803-0550, the number two call. Speaking of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Yeah, there you go.
Another one of those teams that had their reunions on that. Adam Thielen, that felt like a reunion we all knew was coming.
We all knew it was coming, but also I didn't expect them to have to trade as much as they did to do that.
A 4th and 27, I believe, and then a 5th and 26.
But Carolina probably also knew. Minnesota probably wanted him. Therefore, let's just make sure that we hold on and see what kind of value we get.
Their wide receiver room.
Their wide receiver room.
Carolina's.
Interesting, though.
It's young.
It's very young.
McMillan is 22 and a rookie. Leggett, 24 in his second year. Jalen Coker, 23. Jimmy Horn Jr. is a rookie, 22.
And Jalen Coker's emergence is why they even thought to be able to dish Thielen in the first place. But now for Minnesota, though, this is a big deal in a different sense. I do still want to make fun of the fact that everyone's playing reunion tour right now.
Mm-hmm. It is fun.
So it is funny. I do need to make that. I can't be hard on the Bills and then also go, oh, it's perfectly fine that the Vikings traded for a 35-year-old receiver.
They should bring back Leotis McKelvin. Just bring him back. They need help at corner and return.
803-0550. Who else are the Bills adding to the practice squad?
Leotis.
Kidding.
Get him in.
Kidding.
What's Bruce up to?
But I will say, in a different sense, maybe even in the same sense, as to why the Bills brought Poyer back, Thielen going to Minnesota for a young J.J. McCarthy who's effectively a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Thielen's cooked, it's not the worst thing in the world, question mark?
Well, it's not the worst thing because you've got the Jordan Addison suspension, first three games, mm-hmm. and then you had Jalen Naylor, go out for a second straight year with a season-ending knee injury. I mean, like, I talk about depth being tested.
Oh, so they actually just need depth at wide receiver.
No, I mean, that's where I talked about them for a while as like a potential Curtis Samuel-type trade, is because they may need to add somebody. And you mentioned it, J.J. McCarthy, rookie year, effectively. They're going to have to know early if he's got it. And it kind of sucks that, you know, Addison might be one of the best number twos in the league, along with Justin Jefferson. They have T.J. Hockenson, but you want to put him in the best situation possible. I don't know their schedule in and out, so I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a grind for them early, but they got to find it out early. But that's your depth being tested right there, both suspensions and injuries. Thielen, I just get worried. I know he had a good end of last year. He's 35, though.
That's where I want to get to, though.
And we talk wide receivers hitting a wall at 30, Terry McLaurin. I get he's cheap, don't get me wrong. But that wall's going to hit you out of nowhere. And 35 for a receiver feels like it's not out of nowhere. And you kind of know what's coming.
And now, though, you just hope you get a couple weeks out of it so that you get Addison back and you're good to go.
And you roll from there.
That's probably what their basis of thinking is on this one. I don't know. Maybe it's a different basis of thinking. I don't know. But, yes, I don't love the idea of paying an asset for someone that is probably not going to be a season-long investment for you. If that.
No, but for Carolina, though, for a team.
Good for them. Good business.
Yeah, I don't want to say that they're, like, totally talent deficient. Because I kind of like some of the young guys they have.
I'm intrigued by the Panthers this year. I really am.
I think especially because if Bryce Young takes a step forward. But for them to get a fourth and a fifth this year and a fourth for next year, like, that's where if you hit, like, I mean, we talk about it with the Bills all the time. Like, that's where they build out their roster. It's where they get some of their surprising players is later on in the draft. And I'm not saying it's going to be necessarily the exact same for Carolina. But do they maybe get a starting right tackle in the fourth or starting cornerback in the fourth, something like that? I mean, that could really help them out. And you do it trading a 35-year-old wide receiver. It's pretty darn good business. Although I will say, and I saw a tweet from Ollie Conley who talked about this, Thielen, though, was the only receiver on the roster that Bryce Young had genuine chemistry with, and that might be a problem. But the early signs from Tet McMillan is that that might develop very, very quickly. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Rich is up next. Rich, how we doing?
Not bad, guys. Not bad. You know, going with Poyer, yeah, scary. You know, can he keep up physically? Does he have the speed to keep up? I mean, as far as Miami, it had to be weird not playing along along Hyde. It had to be weird playing in Miami when you're a Bill. You know,
yeah.
I mean, did that impact his play last year? I mean. He knows Buffalo's defense, and you know, they got, you know, Hamlin, he's weak. You know, thank God he's he recovered from his injury, but he's not a starting safety. He's not. I don't know. I don't know what else is out there. Just thinking outside the box and wondering if obviously they had to physically test Poyer before they signed him. To make sure, to see how much can he keep up with him,
right.
You know, guy getting past him, I don't know. God help us. I don't want to get beat in 13 seconds because someone gets past the deep guy again.
Yeah, Rich, I get that. I will say he is on the practice squad. He's not going to be on the 53-man roster, at least to start. That is the report, is that he's going to be signing with the practice squad. I will say in terms of, it had to have been weird playing with Miami. I've mentioned it. I've been watching the America's Team, the gambler and his quarterback. It's about the 90s Cowboys. I think it's legitimately a really good documentary. I do recommend it to anyone, even if you're a Bills fan. The Bills do play heavily in one of the episodes. Jim Kelly's interviewed and stuff like that. It really, really well done. But, funny that the caller mentions, it had to have been weird playing for a division rival. The last episode I just watched, it's essentially about the ending. Michael Irvin's career-ending neck injury, Troy Aikman retiring, a lot of it due to concussions. But the last of the triplets is Emmitt Smith, and he goes on to Arizona. And in his first year, they come back to Dallas. They come back to Texas Stadium. And Emmitt talks about how he walked into that locker room, or walked into Texas Stadium and walked into the away locker room for the first time and broke down in tears. Because this is not where I belong. This is not how this is supposed to go. So he finished out his contract. It was 2 years with Arizona, and then signed a day contract with Dallas and retired. He's like, I can't separate football and the Dallas Cowboys. I can't just keep playing the game. And I'm not saying Poyer had the same reaction, but maybe he did. He only signed a 1 year contract. I mean, he wasn't particularly good as well. He's 34. The speed is gone. He is here on the practice squad. But it's interesting that Rich brings that up, and I just watched something on that with Emmitt Smith talking about it and how he thought he could separate football and the Cowboys and just go on, play the rest of his career, you know, rise higher in the all-time rushing leaders, and he really couldn't. He finished up his two-year contract and was done. And he realized it during his first year when he went back to Texas Stadium. He could not do this anymore, not on the Cowboys, not with his guys.
And the other interesting part that that call did, though, was you do have to pass some sort of physical in order to make the practice squad, right? Because
yeah, it's not necessarily testing his speed. It's just more, can you pass an NFL physical?
But also, they never signed Gabe Davis.
I have no insider information. I don't think Gabe Davis is healthy. I think that's the biggest issue, is that he's still not healthy.
That's probably where we're sitting at with that is.
Pittsburgh just cut Robert Woods as well, and they didn't sign Gabe Davis. They have no answer at number two wide receiver.
Bill, sign Robert Woods.
Oh, boy. Actually, I like Bobby Woods' news here. In all seriousness,
I do.
I really liked Robert Woods' news here.
When he was a Bill, it was awesome. When he was a Ram, he was awesome. And then the injury happened, and he's obviously not the same at that point anymore. I just think that just to play in the meme right now of the Bills going back to the well, yes, bring back Bobby Trees. I'm kidding.
But yeah, on the Gabe Davis thing, I think it is
Gabe
health.
Davis, I think but it's that's health. What that I just thought of that during that call, too, of – you bring up the fact that it was a different locker room, and I bring in, they kicked the tires on Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm.
That man didn't sign here. And there is a central message to going back to the well, and again, we're seeing tons of teams doing it right now. So maybe it's not as hyper-focused as it should be. But I also don't love the fact that they have to keep going back to the well overall, even if it's for a practice squad signings, like Jordan Phillips even. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that that is something that may still need to happen with this team. And how deep is a roster really? Injuries, you mm-hmm. want to make sure of that. You mentioned the college roster size versus a pro roster size. It is funny, though, to see that Phillips is here for, what, the sixth time?
I think it's only four. Still a lot. It's still a lot.
A good amount of time. And yet, it should have gotten the same reaction, I guess, is what I want to say about that. But it's because people are more scared about Cole Bishop
mm-hmm.
that reaction becomes a little bit more heated.
He's an entirely unknown player.
Right. And it's because of the fact that he's not relatively known. Even though the last time I saw him, he looked fast. And that's exactly what I wanted out of him. I didn't need him to look good. I needed him to look fast. And he was both. And yeah, it's against backups for Tampa Bay. I understand that. But when the Bears were playing their starters, it just wasn't really that much on a different level.
Well, I look at it because I mentioned it with Deion Walker. You know, a positive you can take from preseason is, do my starters look like they don't belong with backups? Michael Hoyt. It's
right.
Why I've started talking about him more. He looked really good in the preseason because he looked like he didn't belong with backups. He looks like, yeah, after his suspension, he will be a focal point of their defensive line. Deion Walker was sort of the same thing, that against backups, it looked like a man amongst boys
at
times.
He was bullying them, yeah.
He looked like a backyard bully.
And Bishop had plays like that in that game as well. Like, I don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially with that coming 1 week after, oh, God, what are we doing at safety? But the problem with that is also, oh, God, what are we doing at safety was still only 2 weeks ago. It's
mm-hmm.
fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, God, what are we doing at safety? What do you mean we just signed Poyer? Like, that suddenly becomes the answer to your fearful question.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, and to be perfectly honest, it's not somebody. Because if he did sign to the 53, I think there's also the wondering of, well, why wasn't it Justin Simmons? Who's
right.
a name that's been thrown around a lot. Now, again, of course, we do now have the reports. It's a practice squad signing. But at the time, that's where you do get into
that
they're addicted to going back to the well. Why do they keep doing it? You could have gotten this guy and that guy and what have you. Again, ultimately, it's a practice squad signing. There's a really good chance he's kind of just here because of the expanded practice squad as a mentorship role to the young guys. That also does not necessarily mean that Bishop is not picking things up and needs another mentor. It could just be it's another good guy to have in the locker room.
He might just
White
be back for the vibes.
Yeah, could just be that. He wants to retire a Bill. They've got a spot on the roster. Why not? You know, Trey White, another thing for him has also been he might be a really good mentor for some of the young corners. Obviously, Max Harrison being one of them, but Dorian Strong's another. Even Jordan Hancock, who Hancock might also be another kind of key piece of this. Sal has him listed at safety in his breakdown of the 53-man roster. Doesn't have to necessarily just be Cole Bishop that needs a mentor.
And it will be also, it does help, though, in Trey White's case,
though.
He was holding his own in a competition to start camp.
Yeah.
Which is also a promising thing. Jordan Poyer can come back on the field and suddenly have a step back. Like, he can regain one of those steps back. And it's like, okay, cool. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not holding
my breath. I got the end of the Bills season where he played through 13 injuries probably. And then in Miami where he just looks a step behind. Is it fun to think about that? Yeah, there's a small part of my brain that'd be like, yeah, maybe it was Miami.
Yeah, it'd be storybook. And then, yeah, of course, you'd have like the extra bonus of like, it's just Miami's defense.
Just laugh at Miami.
But he's also 34 and has dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. And he wasn't necessarily the first-round athlete kind of deal either.
That last year in Buffalo, he fought through it. He was put through the gamut.
Was that the year he drove to Kansas City because of an injury? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he was really – it was the tenacity of his that – kept things together because Hyde was no longer in the lineup. Remember.
Yep.
It was Poyer. And if Poyer missed a game, they would lose. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's been the thing about their safety room, too, is it's been a few years now where they're just not able to have the consistent play, whether it be the end of Poyer and Hyde, injuries, and guys just not being able to be there, and now these last 2 years, we're going into year two, but last year it was, okay, Rapp, we're sort of finding out, well, he could be a starter, is not necessarily the perfect heir apparent that maybe you thought he was when he first came up from the Rams. Hamlin is, at best, quality depth, but depth you don't necessarily want to go to. Wonderful story, you're happy for him, but not necessarily the depth you want to go to. They've tried replacing him, I'd argue, twice with Edwards and Forrest, and that's where I should have brought that up at the last call that brought that up. Look, it's somewhat commendable that they have tried to replace it. It is also something, though, that in those attempts to replace it, the guys couldn't even make the 53-man roster. It wasn't just that they're okay, but we can do better. It was they literally didn't even get on the Bills opening day roster in both Mike Edwards and Derek Forrest. And that is a miss.
That is a miss.
Just flat out, that's a miss.
If you're trying to find depth that can challenge DeMar Hamlin and it's not getting that done, and Hamlin is a fine backup, but he's a replacement-level player. And you're having a problem replacing a replacement-level player.
It's one of those things like Jamarcus Ingram. Has his game in Miami last year. Two interceptions, one's a pick six. Looks incredible. He's got to play 17 games.
It's going to
very quickly, you're going to have people going, he sucks.
It's going to end up a different story.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely.
Yeah, with Hamlin, he's got to play one or two games due to injury. Can make plays for you. Replacement level, he's good. He's an NFL player. He's got to play 17 games for you. It's an entirely different story. It's the same with backup quarterbacks. A backup quarterback can have a good game or two. They play 17, it's a different story.
There's a difference between playing 12 snaps and 12 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Mike's with us next. Mike, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Something really hit the head. I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and there was a caller that called in and, you know, said, was talking about 13 seconds and, you know, a lot of frustration from the fan base. That's where that comes from, right? And just of us not having success getting to the Super Bowl the last couple of years. So we can be kind of hard on Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. So I'm trying to take a positive outlook, right? Jordan Poyer, it's not ideal. Our secondary is, when I initially look at it, I think it's cooked. But, you know, we're not seeing what Sean McDermott's seeing in practice, right? And he keeps saying Cole, it's not a lot of confidence in him right now. So I don't necessarily know if it's good us seeing Jordan Poyer play on the field. But there's a lot of complex at the safety position on a Sean McDermott defense. So look, I'm looking at two ways. Do I want to see Jordan Poyer on the field? No. But at the same time, I just don't know if Cole is just not really understanding what Sean McDermott and them want him to do as a player. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. I want to stay positive. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm where I'm at it with a lot of the fan base is like, we don't have much time left, right? Like Josh Williams in this window and we got to go. So I'm trying to have like a positive outlook on this, But at the same time, like, the room for error, it's the seat's getting hot, man.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you, man. Thanks for the call. I hate taking this route because it comes off as, I guess, a little entitled. Like, I am running out of patience. I want them to stay the course, but I am running out of patience. And the thing that burns this offseason, I've joked it, it's been boring, right? I mean, for the most part, like, even their Holden was relatively boring. Like, James Cook, it was the least contentious of all of them.
Yeah, it was a Holden, but it was also, we all know where it's going to go at the end of the day, which is James Cook's going to play game one. What we didn't see coming was that an actual extension was done.
Right. And so for me, like, with this season or this offseason, what's been frustrating is they nailed, it seems like, I should preface that. We don't know for sure. It seems like they nailed adding to the defensive line. Deion Walker and TJ Sanders look like they've been great hits. Awesome. That works. Your linebacker room. We haven't been able to really talk about Matt Milano looking back, very much back, with Terrell Bernard. We have not seen those two play together for more than like three games in a year. That could be really exciting. But where do they spend their first round pick? They knew they needed a corner too. They go get Maxwell Harrison. Fantastic. He picks up an injury right away. And it's an LCL sprain that's going to keep him out for a while. And then you look to the secondary room, or you look to the safety room, excuse me. Safety, we're still kind of unsure. Let's see about Cole Bishop. Okay, like, he's starting camp off good. Like, he's there. Like, my big thing before camp was I need to know he is starting safety day one or they've got a problem. He's starting safety day one, and then he picks up an injury. And so it's two of the areas that you knew you needed to be better at that are the biggest question marks going into week one.
And yet easily. At the same time, what can you change in that is also the problem. What can you change? Because the thing is, you made the pick, you addressed the need.
Mm-hmm.
And the player picks up an injury, a thing that you don't get to look into and look out for. Otherwise, then you're spending too many assets on the same position.
Yeah.
The luck part of it really does have something to do with it, because it's also the only time that the Bills have brought in with this regime a defensive end and a pass rusher that actually would have been able to make a difference. The big-time pass rusher, Von Miller, everyone still thought that it might have been for too much money, but you paid for the all-in push. And through the first half of that first season, he looks the part.
Yeah, very much looks the
part.
And
then the variable that you cannot account for happens. Luck. And then it becomes an albatross. But that's the first time I saw this regime even land a defensive end that can make an impact.
You hope now Rousseau is taking that step that he's going to be the guy.
And you hope that Bosa can be that for a year as well.
But you're right. Like, outside of Von Miller, it's been a lot of, they missed again there. They missed again. You know, this guy's okay. Epinesa.
Back-to-back years of Epinesa and Basham.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's, for me, that's where it burns, is that at times they've nailed it, at times they haven't. They have not been able to completely come together.
And some of the variables, though, are bad injury luck.
Mm-hmm. Where, and to be fair, this year going to camp, it actually felt like maybe it was this year. Going into camp, the worry was, did they get enough wide receivers? It really wasn't even about cornerback or safety. Because if Bishop was starting, okay, they're going to roll with him and wrap. Great. Corner, it's going to be maybe Max Harrison, but Trey White looks really good in camp. That's not a problem to have then. Great. But now at the end of camp, because of injuries picked up during the practice portion, the actual getting ready for the season portion, it may hamstring them, though. But I will say, and the positive for me, they're as good as you can take them to the bank. They're going to win at least 11 games this year. They will probably win the AFC East quite comfortably. I care how they look in December and January. If that means Cole Bishop struggles a little bit in the first few weeks, maybe gets beat up a little bit in Baltimore, but ultimately by November, he's really figured it out. Max Harrison's ready to go by November, December. Then so be it.
It is the interesting double-edged sword of saying that you're running out of patience, but also indirectly preaching patience.
Well, I'm running out of patience in the postseason.
Right.
And this is where
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You are running out of patience, but you're also kind of also preaching it.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that you're like it.
I have become the fan. I have to remind myself constantly to enjoy the regular season.
I will say.
I have to constantly remind myself.
It's not saying you want to have your cake and eat it too. So I'm not.
No, yeah.
Pooping on the strategy here for you. It's more or less, it's something that we might actually need to do. It's a fine balance. Like, yes, you can be allowed to be running out of patience. But also at the start of this season, there might need to be some patience, which is weird. It is weird.
It's just, like I said, there is, you can take them to the bank. They're going to be fine in the regular season. They may not get the one seed, and that's its own frustration, but they'll be in the dance. And they'll probably win a wild card game no matter what.
Yep.
It comes down to the divisional round of the conference championship. That's where, like, for me, the patience is run thin, and that's where the last few years – the one seed has hurt them with injuries, or they just don't come in a good spot, whether it be to off the field or on the field issues. It's just like that's where I'm running out of patience. The regular season for them should be what the Patriots used it for years, or at least the first 4 weeks, which is that's effectively our preseason. That's where our starters are figuring it out.
Would you like to sign up for your trial of WinRAR?
803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
You know, I think there's a lot of guys that you could talk about, but I think, you know, Sean Dolak's a guy that personifies really, hey, you know, we're going to evaluate, you know, who we think is the best players, and doesn't matter whether you were drafted, what your salary is, we're going to try to do it. And it doesn't mean that we make all the right decisions, but we do try to be able to have honest evaluations and do what's best for the collective, and I think he's a great example. I don't know that I'd say I was shocked because there was a lot of appreciation for him coming in as an undrafted free agent, but I think it's a good representation of everything is going to be earned, and he was a guy that earned a spot.
That is Rams head coach Sean McVay talking about former UB linebacker Sean Dolak making the Rams 53-man roster as an undrafted free agent, beating out Poo Paul, Chris Paul Jr., to do so, who was a fifth-round pick this year.
Who was a Bills pre-draft visit, by the way.
He was.
So I'd imagine Dolak was as well. It just didn't account to their official 30 because
local
area, you get to do that for free. Now, I love this, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Absolutely love this for three entities. I love this for Sean Dolak because of the fact that you have another story like this where you have another UB product making a 53-man roster, second straight year where an undrafted UB linebacker has done so, and a local product within the region as well. So I love this for Sean Dolak. Two, I love this for Red Murdoch.
Yeah.
Because Murdoch has an athletic profile as well that will probably be more keen on teams actually having a draft radar on him. But now you've also seen two straight years now that a UB undrafted linebacker has made an NFL 53-man roster, and you think, oh, there's going to be another one of these? You're probably actually going to see a team invest a draft pick now in a UB linebacker. Murdoch also, number 90 in college football's top 100 on ESPN.
And I'm glad you bring that point up, because I think it's also, there's now eyeballs.
There's eyeballs on the program.
There's a known entity there. Murdoch was already first team All-Mac last year along with Dolak. I was talking with Pat Moran yesterday on Twitter, and he mentioned, I didn't know for sure because I don't totally cover the team. I'm not 100%, so I don't want to outright just say it. But there was a feeling around the program, Murdoch might be the best of the three.
Murdoch might be the best of three, and he's probably going to get drafted simply because of the success of the other two.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, say he doesn't have a great season this year, that doesn't mean a team's not going to spend a fifth or a sixth round pick on him at that point. Like,
no, he's 6'1", 240 and a great athlete.
But you've seen now UB is making noise with their linebackers. So teams do this. They go, oh, there's clearly a pattern here.
Oh, they scout the helmet.
Yeah.
They scout the helmet.
Teams scout the helmet, too.
You may not want to. It's human nature. You will do it.
Yes. But, like, say Murdoch doesn't have a great season. Some team's going to throw a late-round pick at him anyway. Which then leads me to number three. Love this for UB football, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you are starting to see a little bit of consistency from a program about, hey, we're dialing up linebackers. In the NIL era, go ahead and tell me that you don't have an idea for a kid that can't crack the Texas starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, NFL teams are looking at us for linebackers. You can't crack Texas. You can crack ours.
Or yeah, I mean, like,
and you can help us win a MAC, baby, and we can help you get drafted,
we'll,
brother.
We'll get you starting time. And I also look at it too. And this is, I was having a fun conversation yesterday with the bullpen in the afternoon show, just talking about you know, college football, the transfer portal, all that.
As they're accusing me of what car I drive.
Exactly. You actually don't want to overdo the transfer portal. The best teams do bring in their own talent. You recruit out of high school. You build people in your own program. That's actually a big get for UB to keep Murdoch. He's been there since 22. He is a UB product for them right out of high school. It's massive for them. Where Andreessen, and Andreessen was, you know, he comes over from a few years at the FCS level. But you don't want to overdo it. But that will be something that UB can point to of like, yeah, but the guys we go for are going to be guys that couldn't crack it at Penn State or Ohio State, Michigan, or the ACC region. They may not go all the way to Texas, but within their region,
right,
and can, yeah, bring them in and be like, hey, you're here for 2 years. We'll get you to the NFL. Or
I just saw the hat, really. That's all it was.
Totally get it. I also look at it this way, and I know some people will not like this. Sacrifice a little bit of your pride. Be okay in recruiting a kid and having your best recruiting pitch be, we'll get you to Ohio State or Penn State in 2 years. We will get you to the major program that can get you drafted in the first or second round, and will help build you up to that point. I also don't think that's a bad way to do it at all.
Or just have the intestinal fortitude to be like, we're the new linebacker, you kid, get over here.
Right, that also could be it. It's just used that you're going to have
Penn
likely three straight linebackers make 53-man rosters and stick in the NFL. Murdoch is sounding like
look out, Penn State. Here comes UB football, baby.
That's right, Penn State. Jim Kelly, they want him as a linebacker. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Bob is with us next. Bob, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, guys. How are you?
Good.
I don't understand all the anxiety over signing Jordan Poyer. I think it's a brilliant move by Bean. I mean, you've got Micah Hyde all over again. You've got a guy who is the heart and soul of this team for 7 years. So you know he's going to be a great influence in the locker room, a great voice in the locker room. And if he can't play anymore, he'll prove to be an ideal mentor for Hancock and Bishop. I mean, who would you rather have mentoring those guys than Jordan Poyer or Micah Hyde? So I think worst case scenario, you know, it's going to work in the locker room. If he, and what's he replacing? He's replacing the 16th guy in the practice squad who's never going to play anyway.
Right. No, that's absolutely right, Bob. Mm-hmm. I will say, now, thanks for the call.
There
I
was 20 minutes of hysteria.
Yeah, that was all the freak out, honestly, because everything you're saying is correct. He'd be a great mentor for them. Him and Hyde knew the system. I think Hyde's the one that even Allred said it took him 2 years to fully understand the system. So you're right. There's no better players than those two. The problem was for 20 minutes, it was like, oh, no, are they bringing him onto the active roster? He could not play for Miami last year. He is 34 years old, and he had lost a step. I argue his hit on Keon Coleman wasn't a dirty play. It was him genuinely being too slow, but knowing to make the play. I go back to the Ray Lewis quote that I heard years ago. I think it was on like those documentaries for like the Super Bowl teams that they used to do on NFL Network. I think it was for that 2012 team.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentions it. You know, just when you could do everything mentally upstairs, you knew everything that people were going to throw at you, your body stops working. Your body cannot catch up to the mind anymore. It's where also you've seen a lot of quarterbacks actually have some of their better years right at the end of their career, right before the waterfall, because now they've seen everything. They've been in the league 12, 15 years. And so for like a three-year run there, they know every – Rodgers wins, what, two or three of his MVPs in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning has maybe the greatest quarterbacking season of all time. He cannot feel his fingertips in his right hand when he throws the ball. Tom Brady, we kind of actually never see him hit the waterfall. He just kind of walks out.
Well,
once Tampa's team isn't really great. But in terms of we've seen Rodgers be bad. We saw Peyton Manning be a non-starter. Brady, we never totally got to see that.
We did. That last season, he was not.
Well, he's not the same, but it was not that he was a bad quarterback. We saw Manning become a bad quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so, like, quarterbacks, they've almost gotten that added bonus of staying healthy. You actually see those years happen.
Yes.
Of, oh, the game is literally at a snail's pace for them. It's not the same for your average player. There's probably receivers out there.
There are Adam higher Thielen, athletic profiles.
Yeah. Adam Thielen might be one of these receivers now at 35 going, I could be the best receiver in the NFL right now with my mind and a 25-year-old body. But I'm 35 years old. I can't do it anymore.
You play more cerebral at that point. You look for spots. Like,
mm-hmm.
Later day Cole Beasley.
Absolutely. Yep.
Cole Beasley was always that guy. Like, he was the cerebral type anyway. Like, you don't have the biggest athletic profile, but how do you stay ahead? You stay smart.
You know where the soft spots in the defense are.
You know where the soft spots are.
You've done this in and out year after year after year. You know right. What you're doing.
But again, a position player takes more abuse than the quarterback does. That's why quarterbacks do play much longer into careers.
It's now become very standard to see a quarterback playing at a high level at 35 years old.
And especially because the rules protect them more mm-hmm. than the skill position.
Yep.
Or, by God, the lineman.
Yeah. So I agree with the caller's point, though. Like, it's good for the locker room. It's probably good for a mentorship role. It does not necessarily have to mean that Cole Bishop's not picking up the defense by any means. It could just be dotting the I's, crossing the T's. That's never a bad thing to do. And when you have that additional practice squad spot, and as the caller mentioned, 16th on the practice squad, that guy wasn't going to play anyways. You don't necessarily have to have a feel-good story. The guy wasn't going to play. So why not bring in a guy that can help out the 53-man roster with years of experience? I think that's fully right. But for 20 minutes there, there was a genuine wonder.
For 20 minutes there, there was some panic going on.
It was Jordan Phillips in a much smaller containment. Because we just did this with Phillips because it was wondering, man, are they moving on from Dwayne Carter? He was a third-round pick last year. What is going on? Does this mean they're done with Daquan Jones? That was really the big issue. I think most agree. If it's just for the mentorship role, you know, break glass in case of emergency kind of idea, fine. If it was going to be, we're terrified of our current starting safeties, we're going to bring in 34-year-old Jordan Poyer to be on the 53, that's an entirely different conversation. And there were genuine fears that might be the conversation.
And who knows? Maybe there's an alternate universe out there right now where, like, 3 or 4 weeks from now,
mm-hmm.
they are doing this, and then we are all freaking out again.
But that's from 6 weeks.
Or maybe that's the universe that we are right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's ours. I don't know. But there's at least one universe out there that is going to have
mm-hmm.
this freakout return. Let me have my fun with alternate timelines, people. Thanks.
Real quick before we take our next timeout, I do want to mention Adam Schefter about a minute ago did tweet out the NFL is aiming for at least a potential 6-game suspension for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Source tells ESPN the suspension would kick in at the start of the season. He is having his hearing, though, with the NFL in like late September. But if Schefter is right, I mean, they might want to just get the suspension done and over with and then meet with him.
I would say the NFLPA might be able to try to knock that down. Oh, wait, they can't even figure themselves out right now.
Yeah, you've mentioned that with the Micah Parsons stuff of like, yeah, it's in kind of in tatters. You're sort of on your own or you're on an island. I also will say at least 6-game suspension. Felt like not long ago most people were talking about a 4-game suspension for him.
Right.
6 being the limit.
But now that's if the NFL's aiming high, typically you have a PA going lower and you meet in the middle and it probably ends up at 4. But right now, I can't bank on the NFLPA doing anything for their players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR. Quick final segment here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer, and I want to remind you, Zach Baccio and Matt Bovee are taking It's Always Game Day in Buffalo on the road to the BFLO store. Join them Wednesday, September 3rd at 6:30 at the BFLO's Transitown Plaza, Williamsville location. Be part of the live audience, hear their takes on the season ahead, and gear up for game day when you shop their massive selection of Buffalo Bills gear, including BFLO's own tailgate collection. Get all the details now at WGR550.com, and we'll see you September 3rd at the BFLO store, official retailer of the Buffalo Bills.
Permission to bring up a heinous topic for the end of the show?
The opposite of the Buffalo Bills, yes.
So, I'm so ready to be back and to get hurt again. We're talking about reunions, ex-players, all this other stuff. And casually, Jay Fresh Hockey, a lot of projections, stuff like that, analytics. But a lot with the projections, the model projections, everything like that. He comes out with his NHL standing projections this year.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of years, when we thought that the Sabres had some promise, they've been outside of the playoffs on these exact projections.
Yeah, he's usually stamped it out.
He's usually stamped it out, and then it's, oh, okay, it was actually hell that was awaiting us. This year, Jay Fresh and his standing projections have the Buffalo honest-to-goodness Sabres making the postseason and breaking the playoff drought. I'm so back. It's the worst quality about me.
It'll be fun. I need I'm gonna need like a full week before the season starts to just prepare myself.
I hated the off season that happened, and I'm still gonna be back and ready to be hurt again. It's my toxic trait.
We're only a few weeks away from them getting underway, aren't we?
Preseason and training camp coming back in September.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that
to be mid to late September though.
See, I like hockey's preseason though. It's quick.
Everyone plays.
Bada bing, bada boom. Everyone plays. Let's go. All right, 2 weeks later, we're playing. And there isn't even this week that we have to deal with the NFL, where like it's going to be this kind of soft launch, where it's like everyone's like anticipation's like ready to go, and they're like, no, we're going to have college their week, then we'll start going. Which, as a college football fan, I love, but also as someone that does this, I'm why?
This is also the desert.
Yeah, like you mentioned, it's the desert, and I would argue this week of sports is maybe worse than the All-Star break for baseball, because at least with that, you kind of know this is all you have. And we're a few months off from other sports really getting going. This week, you got a little bit of taste with college football. You got a single Saturday. And now you got to wait from that Saturday till Thursday for anything else. There wasn't even preseason games on Sunday. You know, everything was done by Saturday.
And To go back to the main reason I wanted to bring this up, like maybe it's because of the weather. Like it's all 70s this week. It's perfect.
It's been really nice, actually.
It's perfect.
We had a little bit of rain, but it's been nice.
And then we get hockey standings projections.
It'd be nice.
Even if
they're just relevant the entire year.
It's the ultimate. I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm ready to get hurt again.
I don't know if I'm totally there yet. I'm ready to get hurt again. I'm already living there with Texas.
I'm always getting hurt again, Zach. That's the key.
We had a fun day today getting connected with our fans. When we do that, of course, it is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And today's show, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek, we will not be in tomorrow when UB gets their season underway.
But we get to react to it.
We'll react to it. 17.5-point favorites. How you feeling? Or 17.5-point dog, excuse me. How you feeling?
Am I allowed to also say, no, they have their own saying, horns up.
Horns up, there you go.
UB horns up.
Feeling pretty good, feeling all right.
I like it. I'm excited. I hope that they're able to cause some chaos and really mess with the Big Ten.
Be a good time. That'll do it for us, everyone. Sabres Live coming up next. Have a wonderful rest of your day. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.